Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon for some of you. Welcome to the show. This is Shannon, and I'm super excited because Molly's here. Hey, Molly.
Hi, Shannon. Good morning. Hi, everybody. We have a lot to share with you in today's show, so thanks for being here.
Lots of juicy stuff. And for those of you that don't know Molly, she's an amazing intuitive astrologer, and I get to have her come on this show to share with us some of the days that are coming that we might want to focus on getting a bunch of stuff done, some of the days that maybe we want to grab a good book and hibernate. As you all know, energy is everywhere, and some days are better than others for some things, and paying attention to those energies really helps make your life a little bit easier.
Absolutely, and we can use all the help right now in terms of making things easier and strategizing and rolling with things as they come in. There's just a lot going on right now. So this show is designed to help you make the most of the month, and thank you, Shannon, for having me back to talk about February.
Thank you for coming, Molly. All right. Should we jump in and talk about January?
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, we should, because, wow, I think
wow.
That's the first word that comes to mind. What comes to mind for you?
Same. Wow. It's been fascinatingly interesting, uncomfortable at times.
Yes. Yes, it's been intense. There have been these power days where things have been really busy and invigorating and productive. And then there have been some really intense days where it kind of has caught me off guard. But it's just been a different type of month. And I can explain some of that astrologically, but energetically, it's just been a wild card, I guess.
A wild card. For sure. The thing is, I found that, so even though it might be uncomfortable at times, because for me, things that were coming up was some of my patterns, some of the things that, you know, how I do things. I'm also taking an MBA class right now, and so it was really showing me not just patterns in business, but patterns in my life, how I've been doing things, and maybe it's, you know, not the best idea to keep doing them that way. So that's where it was, like, uncomfortable. But at the same time, you're glad that, oh, okay, well, now that I know that, I can make a change from this point. Did you find things like that happen to you?
Yes, definitely saw patterns, saw unconscious behaviors. And, you know, it's fascinating because you and I talk about this stuff regularly and we're very aware and energetically tuned in. But I think it's important for people to know that we're always doing some type of work on some level. It's like you're never completely done. There's always a little bit more to explore and dig into. And this has been a month to do that, more than I thought it would be. But, yeah, I've had stuff that I've had to look at and reassess and say, you know, I really don't think that works for me anymore, and I need to change it around.
Yes. I am completely agreeing with, it was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't realize January would be this busy energetically. I thought maybe we would get a little break. And no. The beautiful part, though, is, like, for me, when I noticed the patterns and I said, oh, okay, I have a choice right now to continue doing it that way or to choose another way, I was able to notice when I was doing it, right? Like, the very next time, It popped up. Oh, look at what you're doing. And I can't say that I've changed them all because, I mean, time will tell, right? I just found it not as difficult.
Right, because I found, too, there was something about an inner struggle, like the, okay, this is how I've done it, and this is where I need to go with something, where I need to move the energy forward. And there was a little bit of this inner teeter-totter around, okay, I need to go this way, but I'm so used to this way. There's shifting that's happening, and that just takes a little bit of time, even though mentally we know it. We have to be in it and move through it.
Exactly. Kind of crazy, but good.
Right. And it's always when we're in something that you just have to be in it, and then it's the hindsight where we get to say, oh, I knew the lesson, and oh, wow, that was really rewarding. But I find that when we're in it, it just we have to be in it and honor that place, honor the process.
And be messy and, do what you have to do to work yourself through it.
So astrologically, I can touch on this, and it has to do with Pluto in Capricorn. That is, it's the most, I want to say it's the most powerful planet, because it's the one that's all about evolution, transformation, deep inner changes. Pluto is taking us into new parts of ourselves, and it moves very slowly, and so it really focuses on a pattern, on a trigger zone. And it's moving into a brand new degree right now. So up until this point, Pluto and Capricorn has reached 11 degrees. Now it's moving into 12 degrees. And think about when you're standing on the beach and you're watching the waves come in, and the waves come in far, and then they recede, and then the next wave comes up a little further, and it moves farther up the beach, and it touches new sand that hasn't been touched before. That's what this is about. It's touching new areas. And if you have in your astrology chart 12 degrees of a planet, especially if it's 12 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra, you're going to be feeling it the most right now, because that 12 degree is the new trigger zone, if you will. Then later in February and into March, Pluto is going to move to the 13 degree mark. And so if you have 13 degrees of a planet, that's going to be intense, the intense trigger zone, if you will, until the end of May. So we're going into new energetic territory. And I like to share that just so people kind of have a heads up, if you know your astrology chart, or if you can go and look at it and then listen to the show again, you're going to see how, okay, this has been set. This is a time for me to really evolve and transform and change. And if you resist it, it'll become more uncomfortable. But the point here is that evolutionary process is underway, and it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Great. And so if someone does not have their astrology chart, where can they grab one?
You can get a free chart on astro.com. You enter in your birth data, and you get a free drawing of your astrology chart. It'll also describe some of the transits that are going on, some of your own energies. There are other websites where you can get the free astrology chart, but I think astro.com is a great place to start. Keep in mind, it's not exactly like a professional astrologer, because they don't synthesize information or give you the dominant energies and such, but it's a great place to start, and I think it's really important for people to have access to their own chart.
Yes. So great. So if you don't have your astrology chart, you can go there, grab one, and then come back and listen and see if you have that 12 degrees in there and then the 13 degrees in there. Nice.
Yeah, because also, in case people haven't met me before, I also have a radio show here on Blog Talk, and I did a show, a few shows actually, about these specific astrology points right now, about the 12 degree, 11 degree points. So you can find that on Conscious Cool Chic Radio if you want to learn a little bit more and go deeper into that. Because Shannon and I are just going to talk about February, but if you want to know more about some of the deeper energies of this year, that would be a good place to check out.
Excellent. Okay, so we are on, I don't even know what day today is. Been that kind of a day, the 28th, so we're almost done January. Whoa.
You know what, this past weekend, I was somehow thinking it was 2012. So
I
don't know where.
Those little time ripples, hey, like, whoa, where am I?
Right.
I've been finding those have been happening a lot more. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know exactly why. My take on it is it's just kind of pulling together things that we've learned. Like, so when you thought it was 2012, there's a good possibility that some things you went through in 2012 are either having an effect today, or you have
right.
to remember something that happened then. Because that's been happening to me, too. And it's like, huh, weird. So, people, you're not losing your mind. It's okay. Everybody's
It's okay.
It.
Yes.
That's where I go. It's
yes.
Like, whoa.
Yes. It's just time ripples. I like that. That's great. I like how you describe that, because I think that's right on, and we are also we're relearning, we're revisiting some lessons and themes that we have been working with. We're getting a bigger handle on them, all while new things are coming to our awareness. So it's quite
yes.
a dynamic period right now.
Okay, so we're ready, Molly.
Okay.
What's
okay.
February going to bring us?
I have one more thing that I wanted to share before we
okay.
dive into February, and it's just a general overview of the next few months, because the first half of 2014 is going to be, I would say, more intense than the second half of the year. There are planets that are going to be shifting in July that will alleviate some of the intensity and pressure and stuff that's going on. But until then, until July, I'd just like to give you a heads up that we're going to be having more bigger waves coming in, if you will. And April is actually one of the biggest months of the whole year. So if you have things going on in April, or, you know, or if you're planning anything, it's a very energetically huge month. A lot of changes can happen, a lot of unexpected developments, breakthroughs, all kinds of stuff. So I just want to put that on your radar, that April is a pivotal month for 2014, similar to what November of 2013 was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And yes.
All of this happens just to move us on our soul growth. It's not happening to us, it's happening for us.
Yes. Always good to remember that, and to remember how we're powerful within every situation. We always have choice. Whether that's the choice of our mindset or the choice of how we direct our emotions, and the fact that we always have more can be learned from a situation than not, if we choose that.
Yes. And, you know, it gets chaotic and uncomfortable, but there's so many gifts, right? Because we get more self-confident. Our self-esteem rises. We understand ourselves and who we are at our soul.
Yes.
Which is huge, right? So
huge.
We can, you know, get drugged down at times with these energies, but just know it's a process and it's worth it. Bottom line, worth it.
Worth it. And the other thing that I've been noticing the most is that we all have a shadow side. Mm-hmm. Every person has that inner part of them that can go to the ugly stuff or can be bitchy or mean or rude or what have you. And this is the stuff that's coming up right now, and it's and with that comes a lot of projection where maybe we see it in others or we just notice it more in the world. And so we have to really look at our own shadow stuff right now, and that's where we do the deepest levels of transformation. So just to keep that in mind, that everybody has shadow energies that we work through throughout our whole lives.
Throughout our whole lives, yes. And you can't disregard it or say that's my bad side, because it's not. Because sometimes you have to be bitchy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to get angry. Yes, it's the shadow part of you that maybe you wish you were all peace, love, and light, but that would be boring, people, just saying. I like those parts of me. I mean, sometimes they pop up when I wish they would shut up, but...
Well, and I think it's really important that we know this about ourselves because it's realistic. And I look at the self-help industry in general and how there's been a lot of, you know, kind of like, don't focus on that stuff, don't worry about it, love, light, and bliss. But it is doing a disservice to all of our energy. So when you meet your shadow self, what I do with that time is I usually isolate myself, or I don't interact as much because I don't want to throw that energy around. If I'm feeling bitchy about something, I just let myself be in that space, and then I move through it. So again, it comes back to what you choose to do with your own energies, but that's also where you have your power, and I don't think we have to deny that about ourselves.
No, it's not possible to deny it, right? It'll show
up
anyway.
I think some people try. I think a lot of people try. I actually would... I think people really struggle, and they have an unrealistic standard for the fact that, okay, that's not part of me, or I've just seen it with people, and I think the power comes in just owning it.
Mm-hmm. It totally comes in just owning it. I'm Reverend Shannon, and I can be a bitch. Just part of the package.
Amen.
Amen to that. You bet.
Hallelujah.
You crossed
amen
that line,
that.
Honey? I'm all over that. And you know what, people?
Yep.
It's good. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I think this is fun. There's something here where we're talking about this because people really need to hear it. Just to be like, okay, it's not just me. All right, it's okay. I think it makes a difference, too.
It does. You know what? We're all here. We're all experiencing a lot of the same stuff. You know, ditch the facades. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be you.
There it is. I like it. Okay. So, shall we dive into February?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So, there's just a few... I would say bigger highlights of the month. The first one is that January 31st, February 1st, Venus finally goes direct after being in backwards motion since December 22nd. If finances, career goals, things that you look to for joy have been unstable or have been fleeting, that energy should change around in February.
Okay.
It helps getting, like, feeling more powerful about money, feeling more on top of your finances, reassessing what is really needed in your career. What do you really value about what you offer out to the world? And even finding focus with that, you know, the commitment element, you know, being committed to what you love in terms of your gifts, your professional life, all of that will get stronger in February. I feel like there's been kind of a reassessment of things, just looking at what is important, what projects are important, what business relationships are essential.
Yes.
Those kinds of things have been coming up for review. So February should give you a little bit more understanding around what you value.
Right.
And as I say that, I'm also about to hit the pause button because we're going to start Mercury retrograde on February 7th.
Good to know.
Yeah. And
sometimes
Mercury retrograde,
or not.
It's true. Very, yeah, it's true. And so this one will last until March 1st. So basically all of February.
Okay.
Mercury will be retrograde. It will be in Pisces and then moving into Aquarius. And so, again, it's the review period. It's reassessing. It's reexamining. It's looking at any ideas you've had and wondering what you really want to commit to, what really connects with your long-term vision. I feel like it's reassessing your vision. That's part of one of the energies
yes.
with this Mercury retrograde phase.
And so if you aren't having a business, this could also apply to just reassessing what you value in life in general, right? And where you would like your life to go and how you would like it to look. Because it feels like we're all reassessing our dreams, no matter which form they show up as.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Totally going through that.
And the other thing that comes up with this, because Mercury will be going retrograde in Aquarius, Aquarius is connected with networks, associations, acquaintances, friendships. It's the people in your life, maybe not your close friends, but those in some outer circles, if you will.
Yes.
And it's looking at how you speak to them, how you communicate with them, if you're giving them too much energy, if you're not giving them enough energy. So there's something to do with people that we relate to out in the
mm-hmm.
world and how those energy flows are really supporting us or not.
Yes. Completely relate to that. And so more of this in February. Again, it's just helping us figure out where we wish to be and who we wish to be, right? Showing us our patterns. Because like you said, maybe some situations you're giving too much energy to, some situations maybe you're not giving enough energy to. And there's no right or wrong. It's just figuring out what's going to work for you, right? And how, you know, moving forward, you can optimize some things.
Absolutely. That's a great word. Yes. Optimize. Yes.
Optimize.
And then the other thing around this theme is that you could, I'm hearing the word vision board, or the phrase vision board. It could be that you get inspiration to literally create a new vision board that has some flexibility to it, meaning it allows you to, you know, change things up as you go throughout this year. I guess I'm just feeling like we're going to be, the first half of this year, we're going to be reassessing our bigger life goals, our bigger life
yep.
dreams, like you said, Shannon.
And speaking of vision boards, next week's radio show is all about vision boards and dream boards. Just saying.
Really? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Isn't that timely?
Yes.
It is.
That is wonderful.
Because, you know, it just feels like we were doing things a certain way, and they worked, right? But right now, we kind of want to up our game. And so we may need to look at the way we were doing things. And again, it's not just business. It's in personal. Like, are you, you know, spending your energy here or there? Or, you know, do you need to reprioritize? Do you find yourself stuck in a rut where everything is to do with, you know, your children and you're not having some quality time for yourself, or you put your dreams on the back burner, or maybe your dreams are on the front burner and you need to, like, pause a little bit and spend some time with family? You know, there's so many ways this could go. The bottom line is, though, for you to pay attention to your own stuff so that you can see where you're spending your time and energy. And then if you need to refocus, now's a good time.
Beautifully said. Yes, exactly, exactly. You had a really good article on your website about transformation. And I think that is one that would be great to reference for February and throughout the spring, because that theme is just so dominant right now, and it's going to stay that way. This is not a quick transformation. This is long-term.
Yeah. Long-term. Because then you get to step into more of who you are. And I know we say that often, but I don't know any other way to describe it, right? Because transformation connects you to your soul.
Yes. Yes. And I think that when you're done transforming is when you leave your body. You're done with this life. And
you're onto a new incarnation.
Right. Yes. So it's important to have our adjustments be realistic and in place so that we can support ourselves internally, to have that inner core of, okay, I'm going to be transforming. It's just going to be this way and I can handle it, and I'm on top of it, and I've got this covered, and here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
So most of February, Mercury is retrograde. Now, February 11th is when the Sun squares Saturn. And I like to give people a heads up about this, because what this means energetically is that we get some stop signs, or things can feel a little heavier, or someone can rain on your parade, or we come up against a father figure, an authority figure, a manager who requires more. This kind of energy is good about getting clear about your priorities, even checking in with your time management skills. It could be that all of a sudden you have to decide, okay, where can I really focus my energy right now? There's only so many hours in a day. What are my priorities? And you have to make some choices. So that's an adjustment phase. Again, that's February 11th, and I would think it would actually be most of that week is when I would recommend scaling down your commitments. And don't overschedule things, and give yourself time to step back and reassess your obligations and what you can really handle right now, so that you're not stressing yourself out and creating a lot of overwhelm.
Great. So the week of February 11th. Kate?
Yes. Yes, and I need to remember I just said all that, because I think that is what I'm going to come up against, is the fact that I will just have so much going on right now that there's no point. The thing that happens is that when we get so busy, we only make ourselves sick.
Yes.
So we have to get ahead of it and really be taking care of ourselves. That would actually be, okay, so Tuesday, February 11th could be a day that you want to hibernate, or you want to do self-care somewhere around that week. It might come up as a strong urge.
Focus on love and Valentine's Day that week, then. Loving yourself.
So that brings us to Valentine's Day, which is a full moon that evening. And I feel this energy, it could be rather intense, depending on numerous things. Mercury is retrograde. So consider your words even more. Consider, how you need to speak from your heart. Choose your communication thoughtfully. This doesn't only apply to your in-person dialogue, but it's your emails. It's online. It's all of that. And February 14th is a little bit more intense this year because of the full moon. but also because it squares that Saturn Scorpio energy that I just mentioned. And so, like you just said, Shannon, which was ding, 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 right on time, it is about the self-love. It's looking at how you source love in your life. Are you relying on love from other people to show you they love you on February 14th, or are you continually nurturing and loving yourself every day?
Nice. I plan on doing both, but, you know.
It's going to be an energetically intense day, and, you know, something we didn't touch on, but just coming to my awareness right now,
okay,
is that the Olympics are going to be happening in February.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they start the day before Mercury goes retrograde. And so I'm wondering if some of this intense energy will be coming up through the Olympic events as a demonstration of global consciousness and global energies. So that could be one place just to see what transpires or what themes come up.
Fascinating. I always find the energy and vibration of this planet just goes up during the Olympics. It is so cool.
And we can use that right about now. So, yes, that's a great insight. And it's interesting because the Olympics take place while the sun is in Aquarius, and that is the sign of communal activities, global connections. So it's a great timing for the Olympics. I don't think that the Olympic Committee planned that to happen in the Sun and Aquarius time, but maybe they did. It is cool to see how these energies connect and overlap.
It is. So right around February 14th, we have to just be aware of what we're speaking, saying, writing, because it could be tricky.
Right. I feel that with February, we're just going to want to slow down our pace a bit. You know, talked in the show about, you know, slowing down our commitments and slowing down where we direct our energies. And it's like just walking a little bit slower instead of that running pace that maybe you felt in your life. At least that's what I have felt. The sprint, it's more about, okay, where can I stroll? Where can I just dial it down and take it a little bit easy right now? Because I think that's a great way to approach February.
Excellent point. And because unless we do slow it down a little or a lot, we really can't see what we're doing, right? You know, stop and smell the roses just so you can be aware of where you're putting your energy and priorities. When we're going at that fast pace, we just have so much to pack in and get done that we don't always take time to be present with what we're doing.
I love that. Yes. And that is so fitting, what you just said. As we move into the astrological sign of Pisces, which begins February 19th, and Pisces energy softens. It has a tendency to let things go. There's a release and a completion energy with Pisces. So that begins Wednesday, February 19th, and it opens us up to compassion, forgiveness, love, peace, a lot of energy here around spiritual interests, meditation, metaphysical topics. It's that bigger picture energy. And so I feel like we're really ready to just kind of, I guess I'm just hearing soften, you know, just soften our own edges, just relax. Where do we need to breathe deeper? Deeper in-breaths, deeper out-breaths, because it's about connecting to the higher purpose of everything, and that spiritual perspective is going to support us in ways we can't even measure.
Nice. Nice. It does. It feels like everything will get softer. I like that.
And astrologically, we're ready for it because the new year, the new astrology year, begins every year on March 21st, which is spring equinox, and is the first of is the first day of the Aries. And so that's always the beginning. You know, think about planting new seeds and things bursting with spring energy. Well, we are on the other side of that. We're completing a cycle that started last March. And as we move through the energy of Pisces, which will go to March 19th, March 20th, we will see what to let go of, you know, what is complete. So that's a great thing to remember because, as you just said, Shannon, earlier in the show, you know, we're looking at our patterns, we're seeing what's coming up, you know, we're in our own stuff, and we're going to have some clarity around what is complete and letting it go. And all of that will happen, I believe, as we move through the astrological sign of Pisces, which just wants things to be transmuted into love.
Nice.
That energy will be especially strong on Monday, February 24th. You could even feel it the Sunday, Monday. February 23rd, 24th, the Sun and Neptune will be on top of each other in Pisces. And so this is a day where you might not want to do a lot. You might not want to focus. You want to go with the flow. You might, almost like you want to escape the real world. That's what this energy is. It fits in with the number of this year are, it's number 7, I believe, and the wood horse is what the, So all of that fits in with the same Pisces themes. And so it's great for creativity, inspiration, you know, doing something from your heart, but it could be really hard to focus on details at times.
That happens a lot.
Focusing
on details. Okay. I'm making notes. That's why I'm pausing.
Okay.
So that's on the 23rd and 24th. Okay. Whew.
The other thing that comes up with the, that last week in February, because those energies are so strong, the escapism energy, watch out for denial, blame, pity, alcoholism, drugs, any kind of escape, anything that you do to get away from yourself or away from what's going on, these are kind of the lower, these are the lower energies of Pisces where you think, I don't have to deal with anything because I can just exist in oblivion and repeat namaste all day. there can be a lack of grounding. You know, you still have to pay your bills. You still got to eat your food. You still have to take the dog for a walk. With this energy, it's almost like it's easy to go into the unhealthy stuff unless you know how to detach anyways.
Nice. So that last week, if we want to spend hours playing games. Well, and you have to juggle, right? Some of it might be for self-care. It's just, are you trying to escape your life or are you just retreating? That you have to know for yourself.
So retreat is a great word. That's a wonderful way to describe it. It could be that you just need a day retreat or you need to I'm retreating from the real world to take care of myself, to focus on something else right now, and I'll come back to the real world tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yes. See, that's the thing. Doesn't it all get so tricky at times because we can be overwhelmed with, I'm probably escaping. Oh, man, I'm just, like, I'm using this all as distractions because I don't want to face my real life. when actually you could be doing self-care. Or opposite, you could overload on self-care and call it self-care when actually you're just trying to escape. None of it's a straight line.
Right? And it's, I feel that it's day by day. It can be one version at one time and then a different time of the month or time of the year, it's a whole other take. And I feel with the seasons at times, where I live here in the Seattle area, when I can't get out and walk or be in the fresh air, that affects me. And it's interesting to see how the different seasons work with our choices and our abilities to take care of ourselves.
So true. Good point. How much, what is going on outside and not in just in the world, but even outside our own door affects what goes on inside.
Yes. 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 And again, I feel like February retreat energy. I love that you said that, Shannon. I'm also feeling it as pastels. Like I keep seeing like a pastel pink and a pastel lavender. So where can you add those energetic vibrations into your life? Like where are there jagged edges that you need to smooth over?
Great way to put it. And where are you feeling those jagged edges? Like sometimes we get all jittery and irritable and irritated, and so it's an opportunity for us to say, oh, huh, what is going on here? Am I irritated because someone's doing something and I wish they wouldn't? Or am I irritated because someone's doing something and I can see where I've done that and I wish I wouldn't? Right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Self-reflection, honesty.
Yeah. And don't beat yourself up for seeing yourself in a less than stellar light. The worst judge of your life is yourself, right? We judge ourselves so harshly.
So harshly, especially in this day and age when there's so much information circling around on social media, through different courses and books and, you know, how to be happy and how to be successful and all these things that we are and that we want, but it doesn't allow us or give us that permission to have our off days or to say, you know, I'm really not feeling it right now. I'm not feeling the happy vibes that I'm seeing on Facebook or on Twitter. And so that is an opportunity where you put yourself first and say, you know, I'm just going to pull back from all that and really take care of myself and honor where I am.
Perfect. Excellent way to put it. And yeah, hibernating. I do that. I have to do that. If you don't see me like on Facebook or posting on Twitter or, you know, I don't answer the phone, it's because my energy is feeling upset, bitchy, irritated, whichever, angry, whichever it is. And I want to deal with it without infecting other people. Because as we know, being an empath, not only can we feel energy, but we can send out energies. And when we're happy, everybody around us feels that and will get happy. When we're not happy, the same thing. Everybody around us can be affected by that. That is something you need to pay attention to in your own life.
And that kind of a thing is part of how we... I feel it as like we take care of ourselves and we take care of other people by honoring it. You know, we're just saying, okay, this is really where I'm at or really what I'm feeling right now. And I'm going to remain in my power as I work through it and be honest with myself and just see where I can, again, like soften and change some things around. I keep hearing, you know, the word trigger. You know, there's a lot of triggers right now. There are a lot of people being triggered. There's a lot of ways it can be triggered. It just, I feel that is one of the hot spots at the moment.
Yes, I agree completely. And again, it's not to make you feel bad about yourself. It's just to show you some of your patterns, some of your beliefs, Maybe you're being triggered by someone because you believe you can't do what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, Shannon, you said in a previous show how in this lifetime we're all mastering and working on self-love.
Yeah.
And I love that because I think that is that's really at the heart of everything. It's the self-worth component, it's the forgiveness, it's the letting go, but it's always the self-love. And do I love myself enough? Am I loving who I am right now, or am I putting certain judgments on myself for not being a certain way?
So true. Don't we do that? We do that constantly. Don't we do it when we wake up
yeah.
in the morning? I mean, I have eyelash extensions just so I look better when I wake up in the morning. I mean, because otherwise, you know, I get up and I judge myself. I'm like, oh, man, you should have got more sleep. Or, like, it's just how we are in this society. And if we can adjust it and take a look at it, then we can, you know, find ways to make ourselves feel better about ourselves, I guess. I don't know. It's tricky. It's juggling. It's figuring
yeah.
it out.
Right. And it's the type of thing that no matter how many books you read or webinars you attend or courses you take, it always requires the inner work of figuring it out in your own way. It's like you'll take in different ingredients from other people, but it's your own recipe, and that's what you figure out for yourself, and nobody else can figure it out for you. And I think that is something that maybe we don't it's something we can forget because we think, oh, if this person did it this way, then maybe that's how I have to do it for myself. But I find that every person has to do it their own special way and love that part of it. You know, love that you get to choose and you're making your own recipe exactly as it fits for you.
Exactly. You are making your own recipe. And also know that your recipe will inspire others. It doesn't mean you necessarily have to write a book, but go for it if you want to. It doesn't mean that you have to have a blog, you know, telling everybody every experience or writing stuff. But if you want to, go ahead. Even just being you and figuring this stuff out naturally inspires other people who come in contact with you, and you won't even know about it necessarily. Look at all the good work you're doing without even... you know, having to try really hard.
Yeah, and being able to love ourselves and give ourselves all kinds of self-nurturing thoughts, you know, even to, okay, I'm, even if you're, so say you're listening to the show right now and you're feeling heavy about something or you're down in the dumps or you're stuck or whatever it is. You know what? You're going to know the answer because if you look back on your life, you've always figured things out. You've always, you know, gotten some clarity about next steps or felt good about yourself again. It's like we're just moving through these phases. It's like these energies are just pushing us forward like never before.
Excellent way to put it. It's true, isn't it? Because even if we don't think we've done it, we have. Inner validation, doesn't that come up a lot too? Where we tend to look for validation outside ourselves and we don't know how to validate ourselves with ourselves, that self-love kind of thing. And if self-love kind of, you know, makes you uncomfortable to think of it in that terms, think of validation.
Right. Yes.
This comes up
Shannon,
in almost every session I have with somebody that, you know, how can I look at myself differently? How can I appreciate? Because we get into this pattern like a hamster on a wheel of always looking outside or never thinking we're good enough, even when we do amazing things and other people think we're amazing. If we don't find that, you know, that point in ourselves where we can say, yeah, I'm freaking awesome today. Without, you know, wanting to throw up.
Well, and I think that there's a lot about we can always do something else, something more? What's next? It's like this continual ongoing list of goals. I have this. And I feel that it's like I have to step back and just say, you know, Molly, you're doing all right here. Like, give yourself some credit and look at how much you're creating. And I feel like we have to just tell ourselves that in a way that's so it's supportive and loving and understanding that we're always doing everything we can to the best of our abilities each day.
Yes. And that's where friends come in, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I have a lunch with a friend, and we discuss our lives and the things that are happening. Because when you're telling somebody else what's going on in your life, it gives you an opportunity to see it in a fresh light.
Yes.
Or phone calls with friends. I mean, there's lots of ways we can change how we're seeing ourselves.
Yes.
As we all ponder that, right?
Yes. And I feel like it's part of the recipe, you know, that we figure out, which is, okay, how do I give myself the validation and the feedback I need? How do I, you know, take care of myself? These are the things that we're continually coming up. I don't want to say against, but we're looking at.
We're looking at, yeah.
We're looking at.
So if you're in that energy where you just, you know, don't think you're accomplishing anything, or you just think, oh, I could do more, I need to be more, oh, I should take that class and do that, or I should, make a list of what you do accomplish in a day, in a week, in a month, what you've accomplished the last year. And as that list grows and you write everything down, it will change how you see it. We're always accomplishing things. Seriously, some days I'm just happy that I get up out of bed in the morning and get my kids off to school on time. That's an accomplishment.
Yes.
Look at some of the little things.
And readjusting our expectations of ourselves, even, you know, removing things from the to-do list, reprioritizing, all of that can be reshuffled. I mean, so many things in our life are actually, well, in terms of goals, can be flexible. You know, it should work with you. It should work with what feels right for you. I had something that I was planning on doing in the spring, and I realized that when I pushed it to the summer, my energy relaxed so much. And I thought, there's my answer. I don't need to, you know, keep this intense deadline. If I can move it to the summer and just alleviate some of the self-imposed stuff I was putting on myself.
Wonderful example. Wonderful. Because we do that, don't we? We come up with a project or an idea and we just, not necessarily rush, but we just want to get it out there. And we may rush it, and yet if we wait, we find out that there was a divine timing involved and maybe a piece of information or somebody comes along that can help that you wouldn't have met or received if you would have, you know, pushed it forward. There's such value in divine timing, isn't there, Molly?
There is. And how funny that I have to keep reminding myself that. Do you have to remind yourself, too? Because even though I know it, it's like I forget. I get some temporary amnesia. And then I right, there's something bigger unfolding that we don't have control over.
It's that energy block that will come up, right? We have something and we want to get it out there. And we run into this block and we're like, oh, what am I doing wrong? We automatically think we're not doing something we're supposed to. Or it's our fault somehow, yet once we shake that off and look at the bigger picture, we can see, oh, divine timing, right. This will do better if I follow those energies and launch it when it feels like it wants to be. Again, tricky.
Yes, yes. And it comes down to self-trust as well of, okay, if this is what I'm feeling, I'm going to trust this for myself. I'm going to go with it. And believe that I have the best answer for myself with this.
Yes. And if not, then you can get help by having a session with Molly or myself.
Yes, that's right. Yes, and we will, yeah, well, I'm having some really intense conversations with my clients right now that are feeling these blocks coming up and lots of intensity, big choices, and every person's path is a little bit different because some people, they need to not force. They need to take some steps back. You can't muscle through this. Where other people need to step it up and make some choices and get clear on their intentions. So it's interesting because there's different paths for each person.
It is such a personal thing. Such a personal thing.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question. Have you noticed that things you may have started in the last half of 2013, like maybe seeds that you planted or things that you thought, hey, that might be fun to do, or hey, I wonder if I can fit that in, are starting to come up and be ready to happen this year?
Yes, because there's something around the energy of this year it's obviously different. I mean, that's not brand new. But it feels like there's just been a reprioritization and different energies are supporting different intentions and initiatives.
So if you came up with an idea but it didn't work or you tried to, like, create it and present it and it just didn't feel quite right, if that idea pops back in the next few months, check it out. Don't just say, oh, but I tried that already. No, that doesn't work for me. Because, again, that's what pops in about with the divine timing. It was probably a great idea, and it just wasn't time yet. So these things might be popping in the next few months. Just be aware of that.
Yes.
A family trip that you wanted to have, you don't know. It could be something that you thought wasn't ever going to happen. That's my point there.
Okay.
How exciting.
Yeah. Great. We covered all of the main astrology for February. As we said, you know, Mercury will be retrograde, and we talked about some of the days to take a load off, put your feet up, all that good stuff, eat lots of chocolate. but I'm feeling that with February, I'm just going to be reprioritizing some of my projects and looking at where I'm spending my energy and also where I need to bring energy back in to take care of myself in ways that maybe I've overlooked.
Yes, I'm completely feeling that too, completely. And I'm kind of excited by it. Because, again, we know that once we work through it and figure stuff out, we will be smarter, wiser, more confident.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, February was a short month, so the days were, we went through them quickly.
Yes, we did, and it's a good thing. March, I want to give people a heads up, the first week in March has a lot of planets turning around in different directions. The first week in March, if you can be in that go with the flow state of mind, it'll help you because it's not the time to launch anything. There's just a lot of reversals. I think it's like four different planets change directions in 6 or 7 days. So just to put on your horizon and just to know about that, that March starts off in a kind of a funky way. But again, a divine timing, right? Like you just said, Shannon.
Good to know. Well, we are coming to the end of the show. Thank you so much, Molly, for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you, Shannon. I had a great time as always. It was a pleasure to be here.
Same time. No, it won't be the same time. Again next month. 10 seconds, she's telling me. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. For more information, to connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.